Side hustle versus main hustle. A quarter of Americans own a side business. Most started to earn some extra cash. And here to help us find out why that is and maybe how you can get involved in all this hustling that's going on, small business expert from Hartford is Lynn LeGram. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
I'm okay. When did a part-time job become a side hustle? When did it become this sort of, I don't know, phenomenon or trendy, fatty thing in a sense?
Well, the Hartford study found that 25% of Americans, that's 57 million people, now own a side business, which we define as a business that's not their primary source of income. And the majority of side business owners we surveyed were looking to make extra income. 61% of them said the primary reason for starting their business was for financial reasons, as opposed to just a small percent who said they were pursuing a passion.
And are these businesses becoming profitable for them, or are they just kind of, you know, spinning their wheels doing it?
Well, only 27% of the side business owners surveyed said that they were somewhat or highly likely that that side business could become their full-time job or their primary source of income. And similar to why they started the business, they said the greatest barriers to doing that were also financial. So many of them said they didn't think they could make a living with their side business or afford to give up the income or the benefits associated with their full-time job, but certainly were enjoying that additional income that the side business generated.
What do they need to do either when they're starting this business or just to make sure that they're, I guess, protecting their business from whatever might be once they get involved in a venture like this?
Well, despite being in it for the additional income, only 12% of the side business owners surveyed are protecting their business through insurance. So many business owners surveyed believed they either didn't need insurance or that their business was too small or that they were protected by their current home or personal auto insurance. And so while many business owners didn't think they needed insurance, really no business is too small to consider it. Any business that provides a product or a service or advice or that handles customer data or inventory could experience some type of unexpected general liability claim. So general liability insurance helps protect businesses from the cost of claims that could come from even the most common everyday business situations. And insurance really isn't as expensive as people might think. A basic business owner's policy could cost as little as $250 a year. So if they're unsure about the need, we would encourage business owners to learn a little bit more about small business insurance or speak with a local independent agent to discuss what might help protect their business and that additional income that they're generating.
Lynn, is this move to a side hustle a more recent development, or has this been going on for a long, long time?
Well, I certainly think that it's been on the rise. Again, 57 million Americans, and now that the barriers to entry to starting a business with the influx of technology are certainly a lot easier today than it was, say, even 10 or 20 years ago.
Yeah, being able to reach the consumer is the key to a lot of this, and they don't really need to invest maybe in a brick and mortar or something like that. And so they can really get right to the people that want their goods or services. Any idea of what area people are most concentrating in? Was that any part of your survey at all?
Yes, absolutely. We're seeing really across the board, we saw a significant presence in retail, as you might imagine, selling a good or a service, services industry, professional services, technology was an example of an industry where we also saw a significant presence of side business owners.
If people, again, want to find out more, maybe what about the survey discovered or find out how the insurance might work for them, where's a good place to get some details on this?
TheHartford.com/smallbusiness to learn more about small business insurance. You could also find additional resources such as our Business Owners Playbook. Side business owners could also consider calling a local independent agent to learn more about whether insurance protection is right for their business.
Thank you very much for your time, Lynn. We appreciate it.
You bet, Bruce. Thank you.
This is Lynn LeGram, small business expert with The Hartford, joining us this morning talking about the side hustle. When did the word hustle become a positive thing, Craig? I guess Charlie Hustle, but even that didn't turn out too well, right?
It's funny about that, though. You're right. Side hustle. What's our side hustle? We need a side hustle.
Sure. Let's work on that together.
Side hustle.
Right.
Have you seen the motion picture American Hustle?
I have, yes.
I've enjoyed that movie. It might not be the best movie ever made, but I enjoy a lot of the characters.
I hated that movie.
You don't like Christian Bale's comb over?
No, or that other Bradley, wasn't Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Brad Cooper.
And then wasn't the other woman, that other lady?
Jennifer Lawrence,
yes,
Amy
right.
Adams.
There are too many people. I just hated
that. Oh, really?
You hated them?
Oh, my. Mighty strong words from you.
I think I stopped watching it halfway. Didn't get the payoff.
I don't think so. If you didn't like it early on, it wasn't going to get any better.
I didn't like these kids playing dress up. Let me just put it that way.
Dress up?
Oh, yeah. There's a
why?
Point. What do you mean, why?
It was set in the 70s, right?
They're playing dress up. These guys don't even know what.
Wow.
Just didn't work out that way. It's like when kids wear their parents' clothes for some kind of weird, hey, it's the 40s day at school or the 70s day. Mom, you got the parents, you know, like the stuff you, maybe it's a little, I'm a little offended because, you know, you still have that sometimes that
offended.
Stuff hanging in your closet.
Sure.
The only reason why you don't have your kids' clothes is you outgrew them. Then there's a point when your body stops growing, and that's the adult. For the most part, those clothes from this point forward exist in your life, and you can go back and...
Wow.
What?
This is pretty deep.
That's not deep.
Have you seen the movie preview for Vice?
For who? What?
Vice. It's supposed to be a comedy drama.
Vice.
Right. About Dick Cheney and his time as vice president.
Oh, that kind of vice. I thought this was one of those kind of cop, undercover cop car, you know, cop kind of a thing.
No. It's coming out on Christmas. And it stars Christian Bale.
No, really?
Who plays Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney, Christian Bale.
And if you look at this, you think to yourself, there is no way that's Christian Bale. But it is.
Right. Is he going to do a Batman voice? I am Cheney or something.